Well, good evening, guys. I've got a couple of news items for you if you're interested. So here's a couple here, and I think this is in the States. Been together for a while, living together. You know, cohabitating, whatever. But this guy came into some inheritance. And it was quite a big inheritance. I think it was $30 million. So he went to a lawyer to sort things out. And he told the lawyer that he wanted to finish with this femon. But then he started to feel unwell. So he was taken to a medical center, but then was taken to a hospital, and 2 days later he died. And they found that he'd been poisoned with antifreeze. And this femon was the suspect. They went to the house and found all the stuff, and she said that she deserves half the money. You see, the trouble is, the state they were living in doesn't recognize common law wife. And I guess she must have known that and known that he wanted to get rid of her. That's why she killed him. For the money, guys. Anyway, she's in jail with $1 million bond. And guess what? She's going to represent herself. So that should be fun. She won't go on that she's killed him by poisoning him. She'll probably try to make the case that she deserves half the money. Or all of it now. He's dead. I guess this guy's biggest mistake was telling his partner that he got an inheritance of that much. Because that kind of made him obsolete, didn't it? Anyway, here's an update of a femon I had on here before. She was suspected of killing three people and trying to kill them all, actually, when she made beef Wellington, but put some death cap mushrooms in there, accidentally, of course. She said she bought them at a couple of stores, but she can't remember where she bought them. She invited her estranged husband for the meal as well, but he decided not to come at the last moment. What a wise guy. Four people were hospitalized and three died. And of course she says she had nothing to do with it. But she threw her blender away she used to prepare the meal in the local tip, almost straight after the meal. But the police found it. Anyway, she's been charged with three murders, actually, and two attempted murders. Because when she saw her husband before, she gave him something to eat as well, and he almost died then too. Well, he got very ill, but didn't die. But she played the big innocent, did a lot of crying, but at least they didn't believe her. They just followed the facts and evidence. But there's another delusional femon. And here's that old person that she actually poisoned. He finally got out of hospital. He's the only one who survived. And the first thing he did is had to go to his wife's funeral that the femon had poisoned. And another delusional femon coming up. And according to the news item, this model, because, you know, they're all models now, is so hot. She makes the lads cry. Well, she's not my type. She's a bit big-boned for me and long-faced. But let's take a look at the picture that makes the lads cry. Well, oh. They're right. Please, take it away. It's horrible. Yep, I don't believe those wings are going to get that bulk off the ground, do you? But she thinks she's so damn hot. God. Goodbye. Then here's another really important femon. This is a lifestyle influencer. That means, of course, she doesn't have a real job at all, just a name. But she says she won't sleep with any man who doesn't spend thousands on her. So I guess we know what she really gets her money from. And this femon doesn't even look that special at all, does she? So I guess if you've got a couple of grand or more, you can go sleep with this femon. Well, you could go down the road to the street at night and do it a lot cheaper, I reckon. Lifestyle influencer. Yeah, right. She's doing the oldest thing femons have done since the beginning of time. But she thinks she's doing something different because it's costing a lot more money. And I bet she doesn't get any takers either. It's like you see in the paper these OnlyFans femons. They're making thousands and thousands. There'll be the odd couple and that's it. Oh, did you know I'm a Peroni influencer? Damn right I am. And I make about $1,000 every minute. Femons talk absolutely gobbledygook, and they lie through their teeth. Deception all the time. And all they're doing really is selling their bodies, aren't they? Did they ever think that a man would want something like a one with a brain or a personality? Or do they think a man thinks, oh, she's got tits, that'll do. Yeah, it'll do, for a bump and dump. Delusional femons everywhere you turn, and one-trick ponies as well. You take it easy, fellas. Let me know what you think about these news items, will ya? I got nothing else to do. Well, I'm just gonna go to the fridge and influence. Yay.